Brett Hollander back here on WBAL. We are with now Terry Hazeltine, the executive director of Maryland Sports, in charge of getting major sporting events to our area here in our state. And Terry is with us. And Terry, where are we in the possibility of the All-Star Game in Major League Baseball returning to downtown Baltimore?
I still think at this moment in time, we are still having the discussions that are necessary, that we're very interested in the 2016 All-Star Game. The leadership of the O's organization are doing all they need to do to showcase to the commissioner that we are ideally set to be positioned to host the event, should the commissioner make that decision when he sees fit to make that decision. So we're kind of in a holding pattern, but at the same time, we are definitely doing everything in our power to make the O's know that the city, the state, and our fan base is ready to support the All-Star Game should the commissioner make that decision to award Baltimore 2016. And the O's are doing everything they can with the commissioner to show that they are serious about, being a part of that process.
Now, it's my understanding that there's not a whole lot known on how this process actually works. We know the Orioles are interested. We know Major League Baseball is interested in Baltimore. The commissioner said that at the Civil Rights game in Houston when asked about it a couple of weeks ago when the Orioles were participating in that, so we know they're being considered. It makes a lot of logical sense. It's been, and it will be at that point, about 24 years since it's been here. Baltimore's only hosted the All-Star Game twice in their now 60-plus year history, and they've done their circus through all the new ballparks. There aren't too many of those left. And to consider what Camden Yards has meant to professional sports and baseball in America, that 2016 would be the 25th season of baseball there. It makes a whole lot of sense. And then you add in the Orioles are competitive and winning again. I would say that Baltimore is a really good option in 2016.
Oh, we think it's the greatest option. And we think we think the city is ready. We think the ballpark is ready. You can see we've done a lot of things over the last several years to even upgrade the ballpark, with the batter's eye, far in the back, what we've done with the flag court and the wall out there, and things we've done with signage and honoring the legends of the game, with the Baltimore Orioles out there in left center field. So we've done a lot of the upgrades that keeps us very relevant in baseball, keeps us very relevant in one of the elite facilities in all of baseball. So, and as you mentioned, it's the 25th anniversary of baseball being played there. It's just a great story to be told in baseball. It's the ballpark that changed the face of how baseball is today and the ballpark that are being built today. So we hope, in all fairness, the commissioner is obviously thinking highly of Baltimore and Oriole Park at Camden Yards. And like I said, we're here to support the O's and the city to ensure that if we get this opportunity, that we're going to show Major League Baseball in the world why Baltimore is such a great place for an event like the All-Star Game.
Now, you and I have talked about this in the past, and we are in the minority on this. I do believe Baltimore is capable of hosting a Super Bowl. I've gotten a lot of pushback from a lot of different places on that, but as far as this whole hotel thing, when you look at Baltimore compared to some other cities that have gotten the Super Bowl, if you look at a 50-60-mile radius, which is what you do, and I had friends who went to the Super Bowl in New Orleans and stayed very far away, not even in Louisiana, and I think that Baltimore is capable of doing that. But let's put that aside for a second. We can talk about the Olympics. We can talk about the Super Bowl. I think it's pretty much unanimous that the All-Star Game for 3 days in July is just our speed.
I think it's ideal for our destination. I think our transportation infrastructure, our hospitality infrastructure, our amenities, our attractions, you name the full list of things that you need to have to be required to in order to host an event like the All-Star Game and some of the other events you mentioned. I think Baltimore is, a walkable city to all the amenities and attractions. You can be, within 10,000 hotel rooms within foot traffic. You can be near another 10,000 rooms on an easy light rail ride out to the airport area. You can be another 30,000 to 40,000 hotel rooms within a 45-minute drive. So, yes, I think Baltimore is positioned, favorably for a lot of big-time events. Our mayor, obviously loves the opportunity to showcase the city to the world and to the nation whenever that opportunity presents itself. And we look forward to hopefully having the All-Star Game in order to showcase all of our amenities and our assets.
Terry Hazeltine, the executive director of Maryland Sports, with us here on BAL. Terry, how much time do you need And how much time does the city and state need to prepare itself to host an event like this and all the logistics that go into it? Because right now the commissioner, people are expecting an announcement soon, but he has not officially set a date to make that announcement. So realistically, how much time is needed?
In all fairness, if he makes the announcement, obviously he is retiring. So you know it's going to happen this season. It's one of the things that falls under his purview as commissioner. So you know the award of 2016 is going to happen during the season. And in all fairness, I think if we get the nod during, you know, this season we're currently in, ideally the sooner the better, gives us that much more time. But if it's made during this physical season, I think we have enough time to turn it around to really, you know, put on a world-class all-star game and really rev up the city to, you know, be the host that we know we can be and know we want to be.
Terry, what would it mean for the community?
Oh, you're talking, you know, you talk to tens of thousands of people, you know, coming into the destination for multiple days. They're going to eat in our restaurants, stay in our hotels, visit our attractions. You know, what that means is they're going to spend money. And for us, it's new money. You're going to have a lot of people from out of town spending new dollars to the Maryland economy. So when you do that, that's good for Marylanders because now those things are helping us upgrade and keep our roads better, you know, keep our infrastructure good. And those dollars go into helping us, you know, fulfill some of those things that we need to do from the public sector to support our business community, our hospitality community, and the like.
And the infrastructure for an event like this, this is nothing like an Indy Series event. The infrastructure's there. We have 46,000 at Camden Yards, a lot. Just this past Sunday, it held up quite nice. It can be no more, no less than that. I'm sure there's a lot of hype and festivities around the event, but it can be no more coming into downtown Baltimore inside the ballpark than that. Of course, we have much more than that every Sunday for a Ravens game in the fall and winter. So the process isn't going to be overwhelming if Baltimore does get the All-Star game for the people who live in the area.
No, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, the ballpark can only hold so many people. But the great part about an event like the All-Star game, and you mentioned earlier, it's a multiple day of various festivities and activities. So it does give people in the area, you know, a quality of life opportunity to see something that they don't traditionally get to see on a regular basis in their backyard. And they be able to attend things like the Fan Fest, you know, the All-Star game is the All-Star game, but then there's the home run, you know, derby. There's some other things that are associated. So a different scope of people can get in and out of the ballpark each day, get in and out of the convention center, because that will be a part of the portfolio probably, and in and out of the, you know, Camden Yards entire sports complex. So it does give a diverse audience a chance to see something that they normally wouldn't get to see on a regular basis.
Fascinating stuff with Terry Hazeltine. That All-Star game, of course, has not been to Baltimore since 1993.